As we head towards the last quarter of the year, car sales to the end of August are still feeling the effects of supply chain delays and overseas COVID restrictions. The trend for SUVs continues, with some 52% of new car sales now falling into that category. Further 24% are LCVs, and the passenger cars are well and truly lagging. Out of the top 10 selling vehicles, 4 were utes, with the Hilux taking top spot. 3 were SUVs, 1 was electric, but I'm guessing that is a catch-up by Tesla, and the remaining 2 are passenger cars. Despite all the hype about electric cars, petrol cars are still the dominant sales fuel, followed by diesel. Electric cars and PHEV cars are about even together, representing some 1.5% of total sales for August. Hybrid cars fare better, with some 9% of sales. Toyota retains the top spot with more than twice as many sales as the number 2 Mazda. Mitsubishi, Kia and Hyundai make up the top 5, with Ford, MG, Isuzu, Ute, Subaru and now Mercedes-Benz in the top 10. Note that Nissan has dropped out of the top 10 due to supply issues. This is the Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Any Auto is giving you the chance to win a C-Tech Advanced 12-volt charger. The C-Tech Advanced Charger is valued at $129, and it allows you to get a complete picture of battery and vehicle charging health. If you'd like to go into the draw to win a C-Tech Advanced Charger, simply follow the link at anyauto.com.au, but you'd better be quick.